The Almighty Allah says in 2:78 and 79, وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا غَلِيلًا فَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ And among them are the illiterate who know nothing of the book except hearsay, and they only make conjectures. So woe to those who write the book with their hands, and then say, This is from Allah, that they may sell it for a paltry gain. So woe to them for what their hands have written, and woe to them for what they earn. The fact is that all religions have been influenced by the social and political variations over the years. Even we can observe such changes within our living memories. Industrial developments and prosperity bring in new forms of recreational activities and themes of enjoyment, which under commercial and political drivers persuade religious bodies to welcome them. And they eventually embrace the heretical practices as acceptable norms within the context of religious guidelines, and gradually religious domain expands towards immorality and forbidden acts. Islamic values have also been subjected to social, commercial, and political variations, as reflected within many Islamic sects. The first division in Muslims was at the time of the martyrdom of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Despite the fact that the Almighty Allah had exactly vested Mawlana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali alayhi salam with authority as the immediate successor of the Holy Prophet, as the divine, learned, infallible leader of the Muslims, and their partisans and followers, in a hidden coup d'etat, usurped his position. Since then, a long period of oppression, corruption, and deviation started. Since then, the true spirit of Islam has been covered with the thick layers of heresy, being touched upon almost every aspect of beliefs and practices prevailing within Muslims. Hence, today, it has become very difficult to find the truth. The basic books which serve the purpose of looking into the causes of divisions and disputes are being modified and changed. For example, the references from many Bakri and Umari or self-called Sunni books cited during Shia-Sunni debates not long ago are extinct, as new editions have omitted those narrations which self-called Sunnis found difficult to defend. No, some questions are posed. How to develop basic and sound understanding of Islam? Or from where one may start? And which are the basic references, the original sources one must read and follow? We would try to introduce the Holy Quran and the divinely ordained 12 learned infallible Imams, the progeny of the Holy Prophet, as the basic references, the original sources, which we may find have enormously benefited those who would like to adapt and practice Islam in its purest form while repelling the heretical liars laid upon Islam over more than 1,400 years since the martyrdom of the Holy Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hadith al-Thaqalain, narration of the two weighty things, is a famous and mutawatir or massively transmitted narration from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam, which enjoins Muslims to follow the Holy Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam after his demise. Based on this narration, Muslims should refer to the Holy Quran and the divinely ordained 12 learned infallible Imams Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and these two are inseparable. The narration is accepted by all, both Bakri or self-called Sunni as well as Shia, as authentic and has been recorded in the narrative collections of all Muslim sects. Relying on this narration, Shia scholars prove the necessity of the Imam, his infallibility, and the continuation of Imamah in all times. It is narrated a little differently in different sources, but the content is the same. It is narrated in Al-Kafi, which is one of the four leading books of Shia. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Inni tarikum fikum amrain, in akhadhtum bihima lan tazillu, kitab Allah azza wa jal, wa ahla bayti itrati, ayyuhan nas, isma'u, قد بلغت إنكم ستردون علي الحوز فأسألكم أما فعلتم في الثقلين والثقلان كتاب الله جل ذكره وأهل بيتي. Indeed, I am leaving two weighty things among you, to which if you hold yourselves, you will never go astray: the Book of Allah, who is Almighty and Great, and my Itra, my progeny, the 12 true infallible Imams. O people, hear, and I have announced to you that indeed you will enter my presence near pond, and I will ask you about what you did to the Saghalain, and the Saghalain are the Book of Allah and my Ahlul Bayt."
Muslims did not look after the Quran, let alone take care of the family of the Prophet.
How polemical do you want to be about it? Because ultimately, the issue of what Hadith al-Thaqalain means is a polemical point of dispute.
So did he leave something behind? Definitely he left. Okay, but was it written or not? There, maybe we can disagree.
It doesn't even matter whether a particular Hadith is sahih or not, with respect to its isnad, with respect to its chain of narration. What counts is how that hadith is being used.
Scholars were, for the most part, under the influence of politics and politicians.
And actually Sunnis will say, well, you know, the Sunnah also includes what Ali did, but it includes what he does alongside many others.
You know, it was one of the most painful things, most painful experiences for me as Sunni, to admit that we did not only betray Quran, but also we very badly humiliated the second source also, Ahlul Kisa, Itra of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam.